The sessions are about all the different things, all the different aspects of technology and computers that affect us, and you specifically, as a people with a type of disability. Now, having visual impairment in society is a bit of a hidden disability. And I've had this discussion with Nikki before, and she pointed out that it was only when people saw her with the guide dog did people actually realise she had a disability. And it is a bit of a shame because a lot of society is geared towards having sight. Now, there is also this problem when it comes to computers and being online, because there is still an awful lot that's geared towards having sight. But there is a whole bunch of things. There are a whole bunch of things that are out there to help with people who don't have as much sight. And what I've got, for example, is I've set up my Windows machine to have very large fonts, big pictures. I've also set up my some of my web browsing to have really big buttons. I've got a whole bunch of things I can call upon and find. Now, this is something that's taken me a lot of time to learn and find out about. And as such, it really can't be expected for someone like yourselves to actually go and find all of this. You know, you've got to be able to do it in the first place. So it's the likes of me to be able to help you get to those points, or at least start finding out about what you can do and what can be done. And then maybe you might even get a little bit closer. Now, the thrust of what today's session is about talking computers. Now, the speech that a computer makes is all, well, at the moment, it's all done using a synthesizer.
Calendar reminders today, first week computer club session.
Right.
Today, first week computer club session.
Now, that was a synthesized voice. And basically, there's a little synthesizer inside the computer making those words. It wasn't recorded. It was made up on the spot. The other side of computer voices are the ones that are recorded and put together that will make quite a good voice, but a synthesized voice is definitely, you can actually hear that it's being made. Now, this is a later version of Windows, and you'll find that it's got quite a pleasant female voice. These machines are slightly older versions of Windows. It's called Windows XP. Yeah, Nikki says yeah. Now, Windows XP is basically, if you don't know your difference between which is what, I wouldn't worry. It's a bit like knowing the difference between two models of a car. You might see one model of an Astra, a Vauxhall Astra, and then look at an old version, and then see a newer version, and then go, what, there's no difference. But they're the same name. It's a little bit like that with the computers. So Windows XP is an older form of the computer system that makes everything work. And nowadays we have Windows 7, which is a much more up-to-date and fancy pants way of making things work. Now, knobs and whistles don't always make it work properly. You know, you might have it all looking great and shiny, but you'll still find that there's issues with it. For example, in Windows XP, you had a magnifier. Now, this would make everything bigger. But it was rubbish. It was rubbish. You could only see the magnifier in a small part of the screen. So Windows 7 resolved that and made a big magnifier. But then you couldn't have a high contrast layout with a black background and big letters. It was just couldn't have both. So there's a whole bunch of technology issues. But coming back to voices. Now, what I'm doing is showing you something called thunder. And that was that noise that started up just now. And thunder is a screen reader. Now, a screen reader basically describes what's going on the computer screen in front of you. So, I'll give you an example.
Under settings, but use space bar to select.
Yeah, there's not a lot going on there because all it is, I've just brought up this Thunder window and it's just telling me that I'm on a settings button. Now, this is the problem with Thunder and using computers. We have these boxes that come up and we call them windows. Now, we know windows are windows that we look through generally. Yeah, and that's why we call them, because they have a frame which is, holds a viewing area, like a piece of glass. So we can see into something. We can either see into the contents of a folder where we hold things, or we can see into a program and see what goes in there. Now, with Thunder, it can help us read things a lot easier. Now, what I'm going to do, as part of this Thunder package, you've got all these other pieces of software which are really neat that came